Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nobody texted in. Everybody listened. Yes, they did.
Not on YouTube. They're having random conversations by having the show on and not listening.
That irritates Mike so
much. I'm just going to give you a little insight into some of the responses from the 469. I'm not listening, guys. Sorry. But they still knew to text in. From the 972.
Awesome.
Just let Mike know I'm not listening. From the 817. Always listening. From the 469. Relax, guys. I've been listening since 2012. And then also from the 214, I have been listening, but I'm about to walk into the Kroger for a minute. Yeah. So
that's what the Odyssey app is for. Turn it on your phone.
Here's YouTube. Mark still breastfeeding on his mama. That's not the answer. What? I need.
Who's Mark?
Confused circuit board. That's who's texted that in.
Breastfeeding really cuts your
MDN.
No, it's just calling some guy out and Mike reading it.
I need ice cream, cookies, and cream.
Okay.
That's what we get responding on YouTube on are you listening right now or not?
Is it weird that I kind of sometimes will eat cookies and cream, but I hate Oreos? That is
a little weird.
What's wrong with
also, from the person from the 817, it's not my fault they ran an old commercial, but you're right. Justin Herbert is not in the playoffs anymore.
What?
I also have questions about why that's getting run. All right. Now, tonight, we're going to preview the national championship game. And then Corey has a side question. I think it's really intriguing. Maybe we get to it here. Maybe we don't.
Maybe we don't.
Because it takes plenty of time. Ohio State and Notre Dame. I know the point spread, and we talked about this last week, Carter. We bring in Carter Freeman, as always, to talk all things college football, is overwhelmingly in Ohio State's favor. And you know how this goes, Carter. I'm not saying it's right, not saying it's fair. But people are like, I've seen Notre Dame in this situation before, and I've seen them lose by a million points. They're underdog heavily tonight. They're going to lose by a million points. That ignores any number of variables, but I know that thought is out there. Do you look at this as a foregone conclusion this evening or not so fast, my friend?
I think Ohio State's going to win. I think bottom line, I do think they're the better team. I think they've looked like the better team throughout the CFP. But that, yeah, to just say that they're just going to run by Notre Dame, I think is silly. And they have that history, but just the way Notre Dame has won throughout the playoff has impressed me to the point where I think they can hang with just about anybody from, you know, manhandling Indiana. Manhandling Georgia was really impressive to me, even though they had the backup quarterback. And then getting down by double digits to Penn State and coming back to win that game. They've won in several different ways, so I don't see why they can't compete. And you saw some things that Texas did to slow Ohio State down, like when they held Jeremiah Smith, Ohio State's stud receiver, to one catch for 3 yards. It helps that Ohio State has Amika Igbuka and Carnell Tate, a ton of other weapons to go to, but they found ways to bracket some of Ohio State's best players. So I think Notre Dame can learn from that tonight.
Okay, and that was actually the direction I was going to go and kind of expand on. What is there I know you were just kind of talking about it. Is there another clear spot or positional advantage where you're like, hey, This doesn't mean they're going to win the game, but I think Notre Dame has a clear advantage in this like specific aspect of the game.
Well, Notre Dame, I think they rely more on their running backs than Ohio State does. Ohio State can spread the ball around a lot more, and I don't know what the Mavs just did, but something about it just really
infuriated
Mike.
So
yeah. By the way, the Mavericks
stupid pass from Klay Thompson. Just lay the ball up.
And it turned into points for. Oh, turned
yeah,
into
is
three
that
going to
be a 4-point play? Well, the Mavericks were up by 9.
Now it's over.
In a middle of the day Monday holiday game against the Hornets. And Mike is just, the commentary is overflowing over here.
I can see how distracting this is.
Back to you, Carter.
Notre Dame relies on the running game a lot more than Ohio State does. And Jeremiah Love's banged up, but he had a pretty okay game against Penn State
for
being hurt. Had
that touchdown.
Yes.
I watched that in slow-mo with Madonna's when you call my name, whatever.
Like a prayer?
Like a prayer.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it in slow-mo the other day, and it was one of the greatest runs I've ever seen in my life. 13 different times this dude should have been tackled, and somehow his feet were able to make the right move, the right step to get to the right place. That was an insane run, and that's what I'm basing like all of this on tonight. That one run is where I'm putting
it.
Wow. Like, he's going to do that every time is what my mind keeps telling me. Although I know what Ohio State is. They are a complete team.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Historically, once again, we go back to this. This is the third highest championship line that we've seen. The other two games, they got out of hand very quickly. If, like I tell you, this game is going to end with it getting out of hand reasonably quickly, why?
It's going to be a lot like the Oregon Ohio State game, the Rose Bowl, where I don't think Oregon was completely prepared for what they were going up against. And I don't see that happening. I think this Notre Dame team is a lot more disciplined, and they've had, you know, more time, more games to go through and realize, you know, who's been hurt, who needs to step up. But it's if it gets out of hand, I think it would be Riley Leonard, Notre Dame's quarterback, turns the ball over several times early in this game. Because I need him to play nice, clean football. And what Notre Dame does really well is on those third and shorts, he can pick those up. He's picked those up all season long. They need to keep doing that. And Ohio State defensive line is incredible. So it's going to be a lot tougher challenge, I think, than anything they faced. But he needs to play nice, clean football for them to not let this get out of hand.
From the 318, I've got lots of money on Ohio State. With the points, I even gave away extra points on a couple of bets. So they're counting on like some domination. Now, your answer might change on this, and y'all, obviously, all y'all can weigh in. Let's say Ohio State, which, you know, they're favored for a reason. Maybe they win by a little, maybe they win by a lot, and that changes your answer. Where do they fit in the hierarchy of the college football playoff champions? Because I was looking at a list from CBS, maybe you agree with this, maybe you don't. They got 2020 Alabama at the top of the list, 2019 LSU second.
I would flip those.
I know people love that
but
team.
I love that 2020 Bama team, though.
And then 2018 Clemson at 15-0 as their top three teams. Now, I realize Ohio State is not undefeated, and of course, neither is Notre Dame. Do you think they get into that conversation, or they're like, hey, you got a national championship, just be happy with that?
That is a really interesting question. And based on the talent on the roster, you would think they'd be pretty high up there if they end up winning, especially if they end up blowing Notre Dame out. But yeah, they do have two losses. They would be the first two-loss champion since 2007 LSU.
Yes.
So
is that the LSU team that lost to Bama in the SEC championship game and then still got in anyway? Am I thinking of a different
game? No, that was 2011.
Okay.
Is that Jamarcus Russell?
2007 was no, Matt Flynn was was the quarterback then.
Thank you.
Because Jamarcus Russell was the year before. But yeah, with them having two losses, I don't think you can put them number one, but the playoff run has been incredible, right? I mean, just the way that they've won. They've won all three games by double digits in the first two in dominating fashion. So, but yeah, those two losses, I don't think you'll get them up close to even those top tier SEC teams and Clemson that have won the CFP.
I got them third, Kevin. That's where I have them at the moment is third.
Who's your first? Are your first two the same? Or?
Yeah, the 2020-2021 Alabama team.
Okay.
And then the 2019-2020 LSU.
Which one do you, is in that order? Two. Is Alabama first?
Alabama one. And last 2 years ago, Georgia, that was a phenomenal team.
Yeah.
Like that was the best team money could buy for sure at the time.
They had 15 draft picks on that team.
And that's something people have pointed out with Notre Dame is the fact they lost to Northern Illinois so early in the season and have won out. They're saying, oh, they're a team of destiny. They're ready to go all the way. The last time we saw that was TCU in 2022. That didn't end well. I think this Notre Dame team is better than that TCU team, but...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of the time when it's team of destiny versus the team with more talent in college football, they get blown out.
And that's tough to argue against. The problem that I struggle throughout this playoff, I'm not disputing Ohio State's talent level whatsoever. I just can't get over, we're only a month removed, well, maybe a little bit more than a month removed, from them losing to a crappy Michigan team. And you can't say, well, they didn't care because it's Michigan. Like, everybody cares. But they looked awful in that game. So to see that versus this, it's been incredible.
Yeah, it's a total 180, and they needed that. They needed to get their asses handed to them at home by their rival to really put things into perspective. Because a year ago, they would have been an afterthought. They wouldn't have had a chance at this. It's funny, you know, a year ago, it would have been, you know, the top four. I think it was the two Big Ten and two SEC teams that played for the final. And then 30 years ago, Oregon just would have been handed the national title because they went undefeated in the regular season. But now, yeah, because of this, that loss, that kicked them into high gear, and they finally look like the team we thought they should have been all season long.
A lot of discussion about what the tweaks will be made to the college football playoff. And, of course, the bullet point on that is all five conference champions were eliminated from the college football playoff. All the teams with a first-round bye lost. Is there any tweak in particular, whether it's about the buys, mm-hmm. whether it's about something else entirely, that y'all would like
teams.
To see?
Add more teams so you can have more buys.
Don't have your SEC quarterback blow out his elbow in the championship game.
That makes it tough.
That is a good
maybe
strategy.
Eliminate those championship games for your conferences.
Don't have the Big 12 get a bye because they stunk.
But they didn't, though.
I mean, that was a hell of a game, though.
It was. But, I mean, at the time when Arizona State won, you're like, isn't this like the 16th ranked team in the country?
Yeah, but I think that validated that. The fact that Arizona State did, you know, nearly win that game, arguably should have won that game. Like, yes. I think that validated. And Boise State played pretty good against Penn State for my money. But my change would be not to the seeding right now. Because what Chris Vanini is a writer for The Athletic that I really like, and he's saying, you've only seen this for 1 year. I don't think you want to overreact changing the seeding after just one time around in the 12-team playoff. I just
want, next year, all four of the teams with byes could run roughshod on their way to the semifinals, and you're like, oh, okay.
Absolutely. Not every year do you have a team as talented as Ohio State who loses those games and falls to the 8 seed, right?
Yeah.
So I would just move everything up. I don't like that this is a month-long process to determine the national champion through the middle of the NFL playoffs. Like, I would love if, and this could be even the regular season too, move that more into August so the championship month for college football is December. You get your bowl games thrown in there, but your big bowl games, your playoff games in there as well.
I have a heartbreaking question I have to ask. When you talked about moving some more games into August, I think it was Feinbaum who said, I'm not saying this, who said that having Army Navy and a weekend all by themselves is a waste of time in this process. Would you want Army Navy to be combined with other games? Should they move it, or this is the
I think Mike feels that way.
It's gonna be fine.
It's only halftime.
It's not even halftime yet.
We've blown the lead.
We got the last shot though. Last shot.
We definitely can't be doing live play by play of this, but what do you think about that Army-Navy game? Should it be shifted at all? Because that would obviously facilitate the moving up of the rest of this process.
I think it could be a part of week zero. You know, week zero, you usually get a big game in Ireland, right? And both Army and Navy have participated in that game. But if that could be your main marquee draw for week zero, in addition to the Ireland game, move that up a week into the sport, then you just, but you know, speed everything up at the end of the year. And I'm not a fan of getting rid of conference championship games. One thing I've seen the ACC throw around is that their regular season champion gets a bye, so they don't have to play. They could just get their regular season championship. Then the 2 and the 3 play to determine who would have a better shot to make the playoff, right? Because your team in the regular season, if like SMU 11-1, if they're sitting there like that, they're set. But they had to sweat it out playing in their conference championship
game
because they
lost.
That's
actually interesting. I like this.
But you have the 2 and the 3 play. One of those teams is probably deserving, like Clemson and Miami would have been this year. One of them wins. They, you know, get an extra win.
That's
that boosts
their
profile. That's an interesting idea. So I can't take conference championship weekend away. The regular season has to matter and conference championships have to matter to me. But if you just want to move everything up and condense the schedule and then have the championship game around New Year, that's what I would change.
Add more games. Just add more games, make the season longer.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I'm always about that. Kevin, go ahead.
I was going to say every 30 or so years, college football just add an extra game. They used to play 9, then they played 10, then they played 11, then they
surely
added
to the
12,
point where
like 20 years ago.
Have we reached the threshold of you might have to play 16 or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, these teams that are playing now, Ohio State would
what
be
they're
what?
There for school for. They're getting 13 paid
and 3.
Hold on.
They're paid a lot of money to go play football.
Hold on.
At college.
You think Ohio State or Notre Dame went to school last week?
Is this why they're also at a rapid rate expanding the NFL schedule? Because they're like, hey, it's not so many games, because remember, in the NFL, you got to play 18 games, and so stop complaining. We're getting you ready for the pros.
And it's looking like it's not that great for the NFL either. I did want to throw this into the conversation. We had this off-air conversation. This is from Television's Joe Trahan. Multiple sources confirm the 2029 college football championship won't be played at AT&T Stadium. The CFP doesn't announce when the bid process happens. Cities are invited to bid and then go through the process, which is happening now. The Cotton Bowl, which spearheads bids for the AT&T Stadium, deferred in terms of making a bid for 2029 because of two principal reasons. We heard early this morning that the schedule wouldn't open up for them. It wasn't there already. Number one, the Texas legislature is considering changes to the Events Trust Funds program.
Oh.
So there's a question of how much money the state could pitch in.
Oh,
and then number two,
serious, actually,
there's no certainty if the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas would be finished in time for the 2029 game.
So it's not because we're getting the Super Bowl?
It's not. Not necessarily.
I was talking to Alec earlier, and he had an interesting point. He thought that the Olympics might not be able to be held in L.A. in 2028. And that if they have to move things because of these wildfires,
they might move the timing of
it
as well.
They could move something here, yeah.
Oh, man. So then we might get the Summer Olympics in the winter?
I mean, we got the 2020 Olympics in 2021, so why not?
That's a good point.
There's good weather in California, parts of it.
And the Super Bowl.
I see, because as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh my God, is it because we're going to get the Super
They've already
Bowl?
Played the Super Bowl
The NFC Championship game. It's happening in Dallas that year. They've already planned it out.
Can you imagine?
Are they changing to neutral site places for NFC Championship games?
Mike?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine having in the same weekend having the Super Bowl and the national championship game?
No, you can't do it in the same weekend.
Yeah, back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
Okay, just not in the same stadium. I feel like probably
they changed the grass out.
Yeah.
Don't you think the Super Bowl and the national championship is a little bit different?
No, it's a football game.
You just combo them together.
Are you suggesting
the same
having
ticket?
One at AT&T and one at Allen High School? Is that what you're suggesting?
Ooh, man, if you had Super Bowl 60 brought to you at Eagle Stadium, that would be just the most amazing thing.
Jerry's
I've ever
seen. I bought this piece of land up in Allen.
Does Allen have the best high school field?
Yeah, or McKinney, Prosper stepping up.
Okay, in the DFW area. I don't know down in like the Houston area if anything's any better. But
Corey, I'm going to need you to fix this from the 682. Notre Dame's going to win by 4. I was listening, but I've sent 4 texts, and you haven't read any of them, and it hurt my feelings.
He's reading this one.
So they're back in, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Carter. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
Yep, let's do it.
There you go, Carter Freeman right here on 105.3 The Fan.
What is he going to talk about tomorrow?
The inauguration coverage.
Whatever the YouTube comments are saying.
Shut up, Mike. Don't say anything. Because I know you're going to say...
I don't think Obama's there.
Son of a gun.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.